I'm in my early 40s.
Oh my God. Should I say my name?
Please do.
All right. I'm Banu Kapil. I'm a 51... No, sorry, not 51. Sorry, I'm a 41-year-old woman on the verge of perimenopause. I was born in London in 1968 in one of those decrepit industrial suburbs that don't actually function as London. In fact, I once met an earl and he asked where I was from and I told him where and he said, but that's not London. Obviously, that's a long time ago and I don't wish to bore you. I'm here with my birth twin who was actually born in Tokyo on exactly the same day and year as me. I should mention I'm technically an experimental Asian American writer. I'm going to just pass this on to my birth twin, Michelle Naka Pierce.
Who am I talking to?
It's an archive.
Oh, it's the archive. Number one, I have chicken in my mouth, so excuse me.
Give the date.
Describe what you're eating.
It's coconut chicken, I believe, with forbidden rice. It's June 14th.
And we are nearly...
I don't want to say that.
Tell them when we're born.
We were born on June 21st. I was born in Tokyo 2 hours ahead of Banu, who was born in London. And 3 years ago, we had the entire university sing happy birthday to us, and we got cupcakes. And we both read that night.
You,
I think it's time to pass this on.
I was born in New York, Bay Shore. I win. The water was the Atlantic Ocean. So when I'm not near immense bodies of water, I become incredibly anxious. But I'm not anxious here. There, if mountains can replace water. It's like being a pool when you're surrounded by mountain. You know, being in a pool, being cradled by landscape, being surrounded by something, whereas in Chicago, you're not surrounded by anything, so there's like no hampering force to just the shit that human beings tend to spread all over the planet. It just keeps going and going and going. I find it actually horrifying that New York has these boundaries, you know, geographical boundaries, and there's no stopping Chicago. London is a little bit like that, though. It can just keep going. And yeah, and it does keep going.
It's dirty that way.
Would you like to say something?
Would I like to say something? Oh, really? This is... Well, I love this... Steve's idea of the sort of spontaneous documentary and Joanne's description of a sort of Beethoven, was it? Behind this undefined chatter, the sort of white noise of community establishing itself. So here we are in Naropa. I met Naropa for the first time. And I've already heard a couple of anecdotes that feel very Naropa, in one involving a wrestling mask that was furry and some hand sanitizer and define the boundary.
Clean well, alcohol free.
Clean well, alcohol free. That reminds me of this hexane thing. Have you heard of this? That workers in China were exposed to this neurotoxin hexane because it cleaned the screens better on iPhones, on these contraptions. It didn't leave streaks, but it also causes paralysis.
And deadens the effect of hexane, except I dropped one.
Oh, magnets.
Someone sent me it from Taipei, and there's another one.
I had something recently happened where I just started to realize that had gone away. And I was reading
this isn't the better recorder, but she said, you got your thing with you? I said,